The first few weeks back at school set the tone for the entire year. But with new teachers, schedules, and expectations, it can feel like a lot. If you're looking to help your child start strong and stay confident, I've been using IXL to make that transition so much easier. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, it adapts to each child's level and pace, making it easy to spot and close learning gaps in just a few minutes a day before those gaps can snowball. Plus, it's trusted nationwide. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL, and it's used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. It's an easy, cost-effective way to get kids back into a learning routine and walking into class feeling ready and reassured. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. Listeners can get an exclusive 20% off an IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in 4 fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Guys, it's In the Huddle. We're talking about the aftermath of the Super Bowl, but we do have some other stuff to get to here today, including where did the Chiefs go? Let's talk about this for a second, fellas, because I've heard this insane idea that all of a
that
sudden
– it's over. It's over, right? The window – that was it. The window slammed shut. They've been exposed.
Yes.
He's going to have to wait 10 years to win a Super Bowl like Brady did. Oh, that's everywhere, huh?
What is that garbage? Well, they had a bad game. They got beat by a better team. But the Chiefs aren't going anywhere, guys. And Jason, you're right. I mean, I'm hearing this and I'm like, what the hell are these people talking about? They're going to, if you were to tell me in the next 5 years, and it may be sooner than that, that they're not playing for another chip, I would call you crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk about this. Where do they go? What do they need to do in your opinion, Jason? I'll start with you.
Baldy laid out the blueprint. He referenced the blueprint as we talked about the prism of this game and how it went wrong and the last time we saw them get exposed this way. And the last time they got exposed this way, they made a trade with the Baltimore Ravens to get Orlando Brown Jr., who was certainly an above-grade left tackle, not a superstar, but a major upgrade on what they were running around with. And they tried to get Trent Williams, right? And that didn't work out. So they gave that money to Joe Tooney and said, all right, well, now we'll have the highest paid guard in the league at the time. And we're upgrading at left tackle. And we're going to start to reinvest in some things running the ball. We want to be a little more balanced. I mean, that's all the same stuff we would be. It's the same. It's literally, to me, almost the same point they're at now from a roster construction standpoint. So what could they do? Why don't you go get another Baltimore Ravens left tackle, Ronnie Stanley? With what he's been through physically and the injuries, I think it's basically a 2-year deal. And I bet you could get him around the $20 million that he was making on the deal he did 5 years ago when he was the highest paid left tackle in the game, right? And so then you move Tooney back inside, which helps offset the fact that your right guard is going to go to Tennessee and make tackle money. And that's fine. We've been really good drafting, developing interior offensive linemen. We'll put draft capital into that. Baldy, I think next year, I think they're an 11 personnel team. I think the Kelce thing has been, it was awesome. It was historic. We're good with Noah Gray.
Yep.
We're getting Rice back. We've got Worthy. They're always drafting receivers. They'll keep one of these guys, Hollywood, D-Hop, whichever one they like the most, Juju. And I think with a solid offensive line and two receivers who can win deep, they're going to make a concerted effort to be able to push the ball down the field again. And it's going to be about, we can be a volume pass game too. We can beat, if we have to throw 45 times, it's not going to be all 5-yard checkdowns. And I would say look out for the Kansas City Chiefs. I think this thing is so far from over, it's not even close.
Okay, a couple things. One, you know, when you're picking 31 or 32 every year, you're not getting an elite tackle. You're not getting Lane Johnson.
Right.
You're not getting Trent Williams. You're not getting those guys. And so they have gone to free agent. And look, the picks that they've had the last 2 years left tackle, they're not the answer. So they had to go get Orlando Brown. They had to go get Juwan Taylor. You got to go to free agency to get these guys. You know, so they Brett Veach and Andy know what they need. In fact, Andy's the one that made the trade in Philadelphia for Jason Peters. You know, and he's a Hall of Fame player. So you can't do what they did to get Mahomes at number 10 to go get an elite tackle. So they will go to free agency and they'll get the left tackle, kick Tooney inside, they'll be fine. But I think Xavier Worthy is going to be a star. Like, that guy, he's proven that he can stay healthy, that he can run away from people. You can feed him a lot of different ways. The guy was productive this year. I can just imagine a year, an offseason, Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy with Mahomes. Because all you got to do is listen to Mahomes at the press conference. And he says, I'm never going to forget this. This is never going to leave me. Like, that's Mahomes. You wish everybody would say that after a bad loss. But that's just him. Like, so as long as he's in charge and running the offense, and I think they should look at upgrading the running back position. Nothing against Pacheco or Fremont.
Yep.
But I think they had Shady McCoy in Philadelphia. They had Brian Westbrook. Like, they had elite runners. Like, I feel like Andy, just the way Philadelphia, not that there's a Saquon out there, there isn't, but we saw teams with Josh Jacobs and some of these things. I mean, I wouldn't, you know, where is Ashton Jeanty going to go? Okay, you could imagine him in this offense. I mean, pick a guy, you know, or the kid from North Carolina. Like, I think they're going to make an upgrade at running back.
Yeah.
Along with the left tackle.
They've got to be able to run the ball. They've got to be more spectacular with their ability to run the ball. Absolutely. But that's kind of what we said coming out of the Tampa game. Doesn't this feel like very much what we said when Brady beat these guys in the COVID year?
Listen, Jason, in the matter of 2 months, they traded for Zeus. They got Joe Tooney in free agency, and they drafted Creed Humphrey and Trey Smith. And Trey Smith wasn't on anybody's board
due
to blood clots. But they're like, we'll give a six-round pick, and hopefully, you know, nothing bad happens to him. And he's going to be the highest-paid guard in football. So, I mean, they know what to do. It's not like – they need to listen to the noise or any of it. They know exactly what to do to get right back on track.
I've always dreamed of being able to order my coffee in Italian like a local instead of just pointing at the menu and hoping for the best. There's something about speaking another language with real confidence that opens up a whole new world of experiences. That's why I'm so excited about Rosetta Stone Sapphire. It's their biggest launch in over a decade. It takes that research-backed method we all know and trust and adds fresh, cutting-edge features that make it easier than ever to go from knowing a few phrases to speaking naturally about the topics you actually care about. What I love is that you aren't just memorizing vocabulary lists. You learn entirely in your new language through visuals and audio, just like you did as a kid. One of my favorite new features is chat missions. It turns conversation practice into a game, putting you in real-world scenarios, like ordering at a restaurant or asking for directions, and giving you missions to complete. You get real-time feedback along the way, so you build that confidence before you ever have to use your skills in the real world. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners of this podcast can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. This gets you access to Rosetta Stone Sapphire in 25 languages. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/rs10.
Kelsey, do you guys think he's done? You think he's done?
I do.
Yeah.
I think so. I mean, just listening to him talk to his brother, I know it's emotional after a loss like that.
Sure.
But I feel like he's watched his brother just make this transition.
Unbelievable.
Like, I mean, I've known Jason Kelsey since he came here. In my wildest dreams, I never thought Jason Kelce could be what he's become.
Pop culture icon.
That's unreal. You know, and his wife too. And Travis is going to outdo all of that because he's going to do movies. He's,
yes.
Like, there's, it'd be one thing if you had an uncertain future.
Right.
But why put yourself through that? You're a Hall of Fame player. You've done everything you can for that organization. Like, to me, Travis is going to think back and he's going to go, I've got a whole nother world that's in front of me right now. Like, and like, I remember, I'm not making any comparisons with my career, but I remember I tried to play one more year and I couldn't pass physical. And I'm so thankful, a year later, I was so thankful I did it, because what if I did get seriously hurt? What if something really did where I'm dragging a leg the rest of my, like, he's young. He's got his whole life in front. He's got everything at his disposal. I think this is the time to walk. Yeah. To try to come back and get and win a Super Bowl, to walk off into the sunset to say, like Brandon Graham did. He's already said, if I can't play at the level or make the commitment that I need to make to my teammates, like, he's saying all the right things. And when he's saying all the right things, he's basically writing his epitaph.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. And you're absolutely right. Some guys just don't know when. I think the timing for him is perfect.
But to Baldy's point, not many guys have the day my career ends. I can go on tour with my girlfriend, Taylor Swift. I'm making millions of dollars with my podcast with my brother. My brother has a late night talk show. You don't think I could get a late night talk? Like, I mean, it's a, you want to mess around with WWE and make $5 million a year doing stuff like Gronk did for a while?
I mean, he could do the next one. He could be, in some ways, the next Rock. You know, he could be the next generation of Rock. Like, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, it's not for everybody, but if he wants to do pictures, if he wants to do, there's just, I mean, he's got the agent, he's got CAA and his, you know, speed dial. I mean, they're all coming after him. So, like, he's going to have so many choices.
It's a great point.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.